PL11D timetable. Next, we need to set up a timetable to collect all the information we need and to allow us enough time to be able to complete and submit the PL11Ds both accurately and on time. I've already said the submission deadline is a Monday, the 6th of July 2009, but that's the date that HMRC expect to receive the forms. We should allow sufficient time to be able to give advance copies of the P11D information to the employees and directors. That's so that they can tell us if there are any errors to be corrected before the forms are submitted to HMRC. I don't have a problem with sending amended forms in at a later date, but I think we should try and manage the situation to minimise the number of amendments. I suggest giving employees and directors copies of their P11D information by Friday the 19th of June 2009, if you can't do it earlier. Give them a week to respond with any queries. You can choose to give them a photocopy of the P11D. If you're doing it by computer, by software, you might have specific information that the software provides for employees. You could do it by a company memo. There is no statutory requirement of the format to give information to the employees. So how do you intend to submit the P11Ds? HMRC's P11D guide states that you can complete and submit the returns online using pay-as-you-earn online for employers, the internet, EDI. It also says that you may find it easier and quicker to file online, and its website link is www.hmrc.gov.uk/EBU/pay-as-you-earn_online. You can also complete and print off the forms from the CD-ROM, the fill-in forms on screen section, or of course you can order paper forms P11D via the order line and complete them manually and submit them manually. I have to say that handwriting them and submitting them and photocopying them is hard work. If you do have to do some manual ones, my advice is always to have some spare paper copies for last-minute submission. And remember that you can photocopy and submit blank forms. Also remember to keep copy of what you send to HMRC. If you do intend to use a third-party software, PLMD software such as the PKF PLMD software that I use, you need to make sure that you've ordered it and that you've got the latest update version before you start inputting the information. Try also and find some time to test the software, even if you have used it before, because there might have been changes that might throw you into a panic if you're up against the wire doing the forms at the last minute. Next, what information do you need to complete the forms? My advice is always to look back to last year and see what was reported then. This is a very reliable method of avoiding egg on the face by missing something that was previously reported. I would also hope to see a permanent P11D or tax file that will indicate what items have to be reported and what items can be excluded. And if there's any valuation issues for benefits, then that might be on the file telling us what to do, how to do it. So this file should include any items covered by a P11D dispensation or where the liability is settled by the employer via a PAYE settlement agreement.